Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, 13th of November, 2022. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, welcoming you to this broadcast, wherever and however you are joining us from. Psalm 98 is a triumphal psalm of praise to God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let us pray. God of creation and compassion, you hear the cries of your people. You know our fear and despair. Yet in your great love, you assure us that you walk with us in your Son, Jesus Christ. In this time when we draw near to you, we long to see something of your new heaven and new earth break through into our lives and into our world, to have a foretaste of that time when your kingdom will come in all its fullness. We praise you for the hope you offer us in Jesus Christ, for the way that we see in him the possibilities of your future. Through him, because of him, we trust that you are at work in your church and in the world and in all creation, so that all that is broken will be made new. Through our prayers and our praise, strengthen our trust in your promised future, Lord, our Creator, our Redeemer, and Sustainer. We confess to you, Lord, that we easily cling to the past, even when presented with the possibility of a new heaven and a new earth through your Son. We hold on to grudges and resentment. We grumble about change, even when we see the need for it. We resist making room for those who have faced discrimination in our communities. Forgive these old ways of thinking and acting. Create in us hearts made new by your mercy and love. Friends, hear the good news. While the world judges in order to condemn, God judges with justice, fairness, equity, and mercy. All things have been made new in Christ, and our sin is forgiven through his cross. Thanks be to God that we can all make a new start in him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Reading today comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. Some of the disciples of Jesus showed off the temple to Jesus, and he gave them words of warning about even our temples and our towers may come tumbling down. Luke 21, verse 5. Then, as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and donations, he said, "These things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another, that shall not be thrown down." And so they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has drawn near.' Therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore settle it in your hearts, not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will be lost. By your patience, possess your souls. Amen. The first time I flew into Canada was on a fall evening. The sun had already set over Montreal as the plane came into Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport. The city was laid out below in a dazzling kaleidoscope of light and colour. I didn't know it at the time, but I could see the multiple coloured lights on the Jacques Cartier Bridge, the dark ribbon of the St. Lawrence like a carpet through the mass of illumination. It was a glorious sight. Jesus' disciples were marvelling at the architecture of their city, Jerusalem. The psalmist spoke of it as beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. It wasn't just beautiful to the eye of faith, but a historian called Josephus, who lived just after the time of Jesus, spoke about a glorious sight, sparkling like gold. The disciples were proud of their city, just as Canadians can be proud of the best architecture that this country can offer. But Jesus had a word of warning. See this temple, see these towers, not one will be left on top of the other. And they were dumbfounded. The disciples said, that will be like the end of the world. And so it was that in AD 70, a Roman general called Titus marched into the city to put down its rebellion. And Josephus goes on to say that he admired not only some other places of strength in it, but particularly those strong towers which the tyrants in their mad conduct had relinquished. For when he saw their solid altitude and the largeness of their several stones and the exactness of their joints, so as also how great was their breadth and how extensive their length, he expressed himself in the manner following. We have certainly had God for our assistance in this war, for it was no other than God who ejected the Jews out of these fortifications, for what could the hands of men or any machines do towards overthrowing these towers? The towers and temples in which we put our trust, and which symbolize our identity and security, are not always built of stone and concrete and steel. And they do not always belong to a whole society or culture the way that the Jerusalem temple did. Most people have their own personal towers and temples too. For some, it may be their job, or a particular position on the career ladder, or the pride in building their own business and enterprise. You've worked hard to get there, and it means the world to you. And if asked about yourself, it might be the first thing that you talk about, or the main thing you talk about is your work. But a dreadful day comes, a recession hits, a firm goes bankrupt. Not one stone is left on top of the other. All is thrown down. The company collapses unexpectedly and everyone's out of work. Or you get sick or injured and you're unable to return to work. Your whole world collapses. Not one stone is left upon another. All is thrown down. For others, it may be your health and fitness, or perhaps your good looks, that stand as the assurance that all is well with your world and the future is bright. But one dreadful day comes and you're disfigured in a car accident, or you just look in the mirror one day and you see someone much older and tireder than you expected looking back. For others, it may be the perfect marriage that comes crashing down through death or infidelity, or perhaps just through realizing that although it works and it may last, it will never measure up to the dreams that you always had, and not one stone is left upon another. All is thrown down. Towers and temples fall. They have before and they will again. There's probably not one among us who will not know again the experience of our towers falling, our world falling apart, not one stone left on another, as all is thrown down. And yet, it is when the towers and temples fall that we most clearly see God's unshakable love and towering compassion remain. Though our world comes crashing down, we find ourselves falling into the loving hands of God. And if we can resist the temptation to quickly erect yet another tower and another temple, another symbol of strength and self-sufficiency, we can rest in those loving divine hands and find the life that really is life. Most of us may have to learn that lesson several times. Towers and temples will fall. Not one stone will be left upon another. But do not despair. Do not be terrified. For whether they stand or whether they fall, they are little more than idols and distractions and false promises anyway, symbols of our delusion more than of our accomplishment. When nothing else stands, God's unshakable love and towering compassion remain. For the strength of God is seen in the weakness of his Son Jesus Christ, nailed to a cross, driven outside of a city, left to rot, as it were, on a rubbish dump. We find in him such measure of grace and compassion that will outlast the end of our worlds. Turn to him now and find life. Turn to him now, know yourself beloved. Turn to him now if your world is falling apart. And by faith and grace, find the souls and the life that endures forever.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of our past and our future, God of healing and hope, we come before you with grateful hearts, trusting that you walk with us through all the times of our lives. We give you thanks for all the benefits we share in a nation with so many resources and opportunities. Yet we remember before you the many who do not have enough and cannot see their way forward. We remember before you those living with hunger and communities struggling with the impact of fire and storm, earthquake and famine. God of these present times, we give you thanks that we live in a country of relative peace and good order, a place where injustices past and present become subjects of investigation. And we pray for the work of healing and reconciliation, engaging indigenous and immigrant communities with other citizens in this land. Open hearts and minds in mutual understanding and provide opportunities for common enterprise. God of time beyond our imagining, we give you thanks for all we learn through scientific investigation that stretches us to reimagine your creation in its vast mystery and beauty. Thank you for increasing insight in medical science, and we pray for all those who work in healthcare in this stressful time. We thank you for increasing insight in climate science and the awareness it gives of the impact of our lives on the well-being of our planet. God of all life and of each life, in these moments of silence, we hold before you those on our hearts this day who need to know that you are near and that we care for them too. Lord, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have begun the recreation of all things. When he was betrayed by friends, arrested, persecuted, and put to death, you raised him to life, and through him you strengthen us, so that we might not grow weary in doing what is right, but through endurance gain our souls. And so, with hearts lifted high, we offer thanks and praise at all times, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us at this time. We'd be delighted to have you join with us at worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke, or indeed to encourage you along to a faith community of your own, where you might hear the good news of Jesus Christ and find in him a hope for the future. May the Lord bless you. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy distant shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand that leads me to the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
There'll be no more sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. And forever
day that will be. What a day that last day that will be.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.